from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, looky here, Lee.
Okay.
Black Lives Matter has figured out what we figured out a long time ago.
Yeah.
You can call this going woke, like actually waking up woke.
Mm-hmm.
Like you and I and our WRD listening family are woke in terms of we woke up a long time ago to the fact that if we don't wake up, we're going to live in a Democrat dictatorship. Black Lives Matter has figured this out. This is an unbelievable statement. I could do a whole show on this. This is the Black Lives Matter statement on Kamala Harris. They are demanding, that's their word, demand a primary, a virtual snap primary across the country because they say we do not live in a dictatorship. The elites have just chosen a candidate for that and they don't appreciate it. Bingo!
Yeah.
They just got it. Man, you know what? I tell you what, these Black Lives Matter folks, they'll listen to Battleground America podcast. They should, because they would have known this in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
I said the elites, the swamp, the uniparty, intends to pick both of the candidates on the ballot in the fall. When I also predicted they would replace Joe Biden. And I even predicted the exact week they would do it, right after the Republican convention. So these Black Lives Matter people, they ever start listening to Battleground America podcast. By the way, you could get it by texting keyword Tara to the text line 71307 so that you too will know 9 months to a year ahead what will happen next. Okay, so this statement. Now the Democrat Party elites and billionaire donors are attempting to manipulate black voters by anointing Kamala Harris. And an unknown vice president is the new Democrat ticket without a primary vote for the public. Listen to this. Oh, this is so good. This blatant disregard for Democrat principles is unacceptable. They say that they are the immaculated host of democracy, right? Anybody even challenging them by putting their name on a ballot should go to prison because they're Hitlerian, right? Is that not the Democrat Party's position?
Oh, yeah.
Black Lives Matter says this is a dictatorship. They actually used that word, Lee. We do not live in a dictatorship. Delegates are not oligarchs. Any attempt to evade or override the will of the voters in our primary system, no matter how historic the candidate, slam on Kamala, must be condemned. Any attempt to evade or override the will of voters in our primary system must be condemned. We demand an informal virtual snap primary now that the incumbent president is no longer running. It gets better. Oh, wait. They lay out how the Democrat Party attacked, destroyed, subverted democracy in order to appoint their preferred elite, which is exactly what they did. The DNC, Black Lives Matter, says, if you're just tuning in, this is a Black Lives Matter formal letter accusing the Democrat Party of dictatorship. Oh. The DNC refused to host debates during the primary, they say, even though the vast majority of Democrat voters wanted them. This would have likely allowed America to see the decline of Joe Biden in 2023. Yes, they're saying you lied to us to deny us a primary. And they did. I said that yesterday. I said they lied. They didn't primarily lie to us. We've known Joe Biden was in decline. OK, we get real news. They lied to their sheeple. And so the purpose of the lie, Black Lives Matter has this exactly right, was to keep Joe Biden from being challenged by somebody the Uniparty, the swamp, our globalist elites do not control.
BLM is doing the job the mainstream media won't do.
Right.
They are pointing out the hypocrisy of this situation where democracy has left the Democrat Party.
Oh, yeah, there's no democracy there. And look, Americans know that. Remember the poll? It's been like 3 weeks now where Americans were asked, who do you, you know, trust to protect democracy? And it was Donald Trump. Donald Trump won. Not the Democrats, Trump. The DNC changed. So this is the second accusation by Black Lives Matter. The DNC changed the primary schedule, created rules that made it almost impossible for non-Biden candidates to appear on the ballot, effectively clearing the field of any challengers to the incumbent president. Following the primary, where millions of Black voters weighed in, talking about the 14 million total who voted in the primary, some Black, some white. After one poor debate performance, the DNC party elites and billionaire donors bullied Joe Biden out of the race. They did. So this is, I mean, I could do a whole show on this. Delicious on so many levels. See, because what we're told by these same elites is, gotta be Kamala because she's Black. God, you know, well, we're standing up for the Black man, say the white liberal elites. Wait, yeah, no, it's gotta be Kamala. She's Black. This is an attack by Black Lives Matter on Kamala Harris. Why? Because she's an elite. She was rammed down their throats, and they're right. Think about this for a moment, because it'll blow your mind if you think about it. She is headed to the White House potentially right now. She is her party's nominee. She never received a single vote. She didn't get, because she was drummed out of the primary, had to leave in shame, less than 3% of the vote. Couldn't even carry a majority of the Black vote in that primary. She only went to the White House because Joe Biden picked her. So no votes there, right? Didn't get to pick her as vice president. Now she's been immaculated and lifted up to the position of their nominee. Allegedly, because they were told a majority of delegates support her, right? So she would then, having never had to even win a primary, which we know for a fact she could not do, could not win a Democrat Party primary. She didn't.
She never has.
Never has. Not even close. Had to leave the race early in shame. Now, without winning a primary for the second time, she's going to be the Democrat nominee of the elite. And Black Lives Matter, they have this absolutely correct. Remember, let me give you a little background on where this is coming from, too. Remember why she was drummed out of the party primary, aside from the fact that she's a horrible candidate. Praise God. We're happy about that. Because it was revealed by Tulsi Gabbard that Kamala Harris had sent hundreds of Black men to prison as Attorney General of California for marijuana-related crimes. And then she goes on a Black radio show and they ask her, have you smoked pot? And she goes, ha, yeah. Honey, you put people in prison for marijuana related crimes. Black men. And then if you remember, this poster, it's like a GIF, whatever, started trending. And it was the faces. Somebody made a picture of Kamala Harris with the faces of all the Black men she'd put in prison. Again, some of them for marijuana-related crimes, drug-related crimes, despite admitting breaking the law, because it was illegal at the time, by smoking pot, which we can presume she bought, but would have sent somebody else to prison for. And that was it for her. She couldn't win the Black vote. That's where this is coming from. But she's right. They are right. I mean, not her, them. Yeah. They are right. Listen to what they write. And this is Black Lives Matter. This is a big deal, okay? Because you know what this does? This rips the clothes off the Democrat Party. The emperor is naked now. This is not a democracy. Democracy is not where five elites go and bully Joe Biden out of the race. Five elites decide to close the primary. Five elites, six elites tell you what to do. They wrote, we do not live in a dictatorship. Delegates are not oligarchs. For the past few years, they write, the Democrat Party has proclaimed that democracy is on the ballot in an effort to persuade black voters to participate in the upcoming general election. They've presented this as the most serious election in our lifetimes. However, democracy isn't just an ideal to be protected against Republicans. It must also be safeguarded from erosions within the Democrat Party. Wow, this is unbelievable. But they're right. Yep. They finally are getting it. The power structure in Washington that we fight now is the uniparty. It's the Democrat Party, liberal elite, merged with the deep state, with the support of enough moderate to liberal Republicans, neo-fascist Republicans, neo-fascist Democrats, to lock everybody out who is not a part of the club. And I'm here to tell you, Black Lives Matter is just a group they're using right now to get to the point where they don't have to listen to them anymore because they have total power. That is what is going on here. And it appears Black Lives Matter has figured this out. Wow. Lee, it was so bad. They had to send Joy Reid out there yesterday.
Well,
they had to send her out to remind Black Lives Matter, anybody who supports them, that you ain't black. You ain't black unless you vote for who the white liberal elite picks. You're going to look crazy, she says.
You're going to look real crazy being on the other side of that line, particularly as a person of color. But really as anyone who claims to have any connection to the culture. You're going to look real weird and real lonely on that side.
But the super fun part is that this ain't over.
No.
You throw this gauntlet down. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so what Black Lives Matter is essentially saying here, if you vote for Kamala without this snap primary that we want, you are a racist. That's what they're saying. And these delegates are going to hear this loud and clear, right? This thing is not over yet in terms of who their nominee is. Not over, just getting started. What a bunch of chaos. Holy cow. All right, gonna have more on this. Wow, what a news day. Including this new video clip from after the assassination attempt that has just come out. And I'm going to explain to you, yesterday, the person who wanted Donald Trump dead the most got away with it. And it was not the head of the Secret Service. Coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, just a heads up, y'all. For my Greenville area listeners, police just issued a statement after a complaint about recordings of people on the Swamp Rabbit Trail. There's some creepy guy recording people on the Swamp Rabbit Trail. So if you use that, ladies, he seems to have a predilection for women. Just be careful. It's predatory behavior. And know that you shouldn't panic either. Because it's been one phone call from an out-of-state person. I don't know what them being from out-of-state means, but So they're kind of asking for calm, don't panic. But at the same time, you know, if you use it regularly and you don't watch local news, you might not know that a guy recording people was seen out there, in particular seems to be women. So just going to mention that as a heads up. Okay. What did I say? This is not over. We do not need to be running. God, I wish we had a war room. We do not, as a Republican Party, we do not need to be running anti-Kamala Harris commercials now. Every dollar spent is a dollar you might as well donate to the DNC. She is the weakest candidate. There are some good arguments out there right now. She is a weaker candidate than Joe Biden, even with Joe Biden demented. Why? Because Joe Biden, if you look at it, took 3 percentage points of the vote. That's millions of votes away from Donald Trump among college-educated men. White men, not black men, white men. He did 4 points better, Joe Biden did, than Hillary among white men 18 to 34. Okay, we want her to be the nominee. It is incumbent upon us to shut up at this time. Shut up. Repeat this on your shows, please. I know some of you use me for show prep. We're out there like, yeah, pound her to the ground. She is the worst candidate, bar none. Again, I think she's worse than Joe Biden demented. Because for almost all of the Biden administration, she has been less popular than him. He had to be full on senile in public before she became more popular than him. And that was temporary. Okay. We do not want to pound her into the ground. We want good polls for her right now. I'm watching a polling right now. As a person having run 2 statewide campaigns up in North Carolina, one of them for a black candidate. I'm watching a polling and I'm like, just, oh gosh, that one looks bad for her. That's not good. No. It shows her beating Trump. No, I don't like that. There's a Reuters poll out. It was an online poll. It's not very accurate. Right? And that made me feel good yesterday. Showed her just thumping Trump. And I'm like, good. Yeah, let's keep that in place. Because that's an online poll. It's highly inaccurate. Let's get that moving. I put it up on my Twitter. Yep, we're going to get beat by Kamala. Yep, that's us. Yeah, totally. We're screwed. Too bad. Go ahead, nominate her. Please, love of God, nominate her. Somebody needs to get to Trump campaign. Tell him stop. Stop it. Stop running highly effective ads against Kamala. Just bank them. Think for once. Just think. Just use your mind. Think. All of these Republicans going on television now, I just got a snoot full of it, going back and forth between Newsmax and Fox. Kamala sucks. She sucks. She wants to eliminate ICE. Shut up. We already eliminated the second weakest candidate the Democrats have. Let's not, before the nominated convention, let's not eliminate the first weakest candidate the Democrats have. That's not winning. That is gross stupidity. You want to run against Josh Shapiro? Good luck. We're going to lose. We will lose. We'll lose. That's what you're going to get. So we're running around. We've already won. Kamala sucks. No. We need her cemented at their primary. Okay? I'm getting so frustrated. The only way we're going to lift this message is for all of you who use me for show prep to repeat it on your shows, you know, in Central Time, in Pacific Time. All of you, please shut up. Stop talking about Kamala. Okay? We do not need these delegates to figure this out. We do not need the Democrats to see any. So what they're telling themselves right now is we can immaculate her. We can immaculate her like we immaculated Barack Obama. Rush word. I loved that word. They immaculated him, but they did. It was like an immaculate conception of a new candidate. We'd never seen this guy before. They projected Urkel onto a radical, terrifying Marxist and made him not scary. They made Obama Urkel. And they are going to try to do it to Kamala. They're trying right now. They are not who they were when they immaculated Barack Obama. They have lost a lot of their credibility. But they don't know it. because they live in little silly little liberal bubbles, little authoritarian bubbles. The only one to get this right this morning is Ace of Spades on our side. Everyone else is struck dumb, including the Trump campaign. You know that a lot of these Bush people are advising the Trump campaign, and I'm like, okay, are you sure they're really on your side? Stop talking about her. We should be running commercials about how it doesn't matter what Democrat they pick. These are their disastrous policies. Open borders and inflation. That's what you're going to get. And just shut up. Because what we got to hope is that by the time the Democrats realize their mistake in getting behind Kamala, it's too late. We only got to hold on for a few weeks and just not be dumb. I know that's a lot to ask for the Republican Party. Just don't be dumb. Now we want to pound Kamala. Why? For fun. Okay, wait till after the convention and then bam. Please, God, stop. Just stop. Because you know what you're doing right now? If you're running anti-Kamala commercials, if you are a pundit talking anti-Kamala, you are helping Black Lives Matter. You understand this, right? You are on the bus with Black Lives Matter. Going to burn Kamala down. Why? So we could get to run against Josh Shapiro and get our rear end rearranged? Think. Just for once. Just one time. Think. Stop it. And somebody please tell our House Speaker Mike Johnson to shut up too. That would be incredibly great. If he could just shut up about Kamala Harris, we don't want them to know what her record is. We don't want them to know how unpopular she is. Just for a few more weeks, Mike, just shut up for one. Just go say a prayer somewhere or something. Go do a prayer breakfast. Just get out of the way and shut up, please. Devastating after shooting video released. Secret Service on the roof. The body of the shooter's in the video. And they're being told exactly what I've been telling you for days. One member of the sniper team, apparently on the second floor of the AGR glass building, was able to take a picture of the shooter on the first floor of the glass building, roughly 40 feet away. Could have opened the window, walked out, and cuffed him. The picture was then sent to the Secret Service. Allegedly. So the video is a guy with the Secret Service. He's in a suit. He's on the roof and they're telling him, yeah, this guy, the shooter, that guy, that dead guy there. Yeah. He was photographed from the second floor of the AGR glass building by a sniper. Photographed by a sniper. Yeah. Exactly what I've been telling you. The question is, what happened after that? It appears a rough timeline is emerging. We'll see, because we've been given so much bad information by the media here. But it feels like a rough line is emerging. They took a picture, apparently, this is the story, of the shooter from the second floor. The snipers did, of the AGR building. He was down on the first floor, about 40 feet away, very clearly visible. They then lost track of him, so they left the second floor to go look for him. And I guess, apparently, he came back up on the roof and did the shooting. Again, the guy had been sighted for 3 hours. Four other times, pictures of him had been sent to the Secret Service. Nothing happened. But this jibes with what Senator Ron Johnson said.
This picture is now on the internet, but a picture was photo was taken by the local sniper team in the AGR building at 5:14 of Crooks. So again, we had pictures of this guy. You know, why was he intercepted? There's so many unanswered questions here.
The pictures were taken at 5:14 and he was shot at 6:11.
Correct.
Okay,
that's Ron Johnson. Now, this is a different timeline. This is from Kimberly Cheadle, who is now resigned as the head of the Secret Service.
Is it true that at 5:45 p.m., approximately 18 minutes before President Trump took the stage, the Beaver County Emergency Services Unit noticed the shooter on the roof and photographed him? Is that a fact or not?
That is the information that I have from the FBI's report, yes.
You haven't been willing to share whether or when this was communicated to the Secret Service.
Wait, that's a different timeline. So Ron Johnson's timeline says, you know, about an hour, more like 50 minutes before Trump, 50 minutes before Trump spoke. The sniper team took a picture of him on the roof. This one says sniper team took a picture of him on a roof 18 minutes before. So, look, this is all over the place right now. I can only tell you what I know. But it's not good. It's not good. And let me tell you what else is not good, okay? I did my podcast on this yesterday. The person who unsecured and insecured that rally, the person who did such a bad job on the security that it almost looks like they wanted Trump dead, got away with it yesterday. That person was not Kimberly Cheadle. She's just the fall girl. Now, that person was Alejandro Mayorkas. Here's why. Here's why. And this is why you have not seen interviews with the sniper teams or the law enforcement on the ground that day. This is how Alejandro Mayorkas bizarrely unsecured and insecured the rally. He is the head of Department of Homeland Security. He was also unsecured and insecured the border, let ISIS traffic over 400 people across it. This is who this guy is. And I think he doesn't want Trump messing up his open border. Listen to what happened. Let me tell you why Alejandro Mayorkas is the only person we need to hear from. See, this is, yesterday was a head fake. They sent her out there to take the blame, to get beaten up. She resigns. And now the American people are thinking, well, you know, it's over now. Well, she's a person responsible for this is resigned, so we can forget about it right now. No. The person who should have resigned is still in office. She should go too, don't get me wrong. Let me remind you of what Alejandro Mayorkas did with this. First, Trump's trusted Secret Service team had worked for 7 days straight. They were told, you know what, take the day off, go home. Yeah, no, we'll bring in somebody else. But they didn't. They sent 12 what are called post-sitters to Jill Biden's event, even though it had less than 200 people, was indoors. They sent only 3 Secret Service to Trump's event. They downgraded the security rating for Trump's event to a loose security event. Then, according to whistleblowers who have contacted Senator Josh Hawley, who has done his own independent investigation, this is what happened. Whistleblower allegations say Department of Homeland Security officials replaced the Secret Service agents with Homeland Security Investigations agents who work desk work. They're investigators. These agents were, quote, unfamiliar with standard protocols typically used at these types of events, at Trump rallies. Why would you do that? There are 7,000 Secret Service agents. You pull the Secret Service agents off, you send the post-standers over to Jill, to Jill's event, and you replace them with people who don't know something is wrong. Because I guarantee if Trump's regular team had been there, they'd have been raising hell. If Trump's regular team had been there, the first report comes in of the whack job going roof to roof, the whack job with the rangefinder, they'd have been on it. They had to be removed. They had to be removed and replaced with people who, quote, were unfamiliar with standard protocols typically used at these types of events. So they would not know anything was wrong. Who do those HSI agents answer to? Alejandro Mayorkas, head of the Department of Homeland in and Unsecurity, who also in an unsecured Trump's event. Tell me this isn't weird. This is weird. You have 7,000 agents, you send an HSI. Do you see the woman trying to holster her gun? You see her? I almost feel bad for her now. I bet she was HSI. She didn't know how to holster a gun. She didn't use one. She's not a Secret Service agent. See how she was fat? She's fat because she works a desk. That's why they looked so lost and clueless. They're not Secret Service. Actual Secret Service would have come in and gone, man, what's wrong with this? This isn't a loose security event. Listen to how unsecured and insecure this event was by Alejandro Mayorkas. He sent, quote, unprepared and inexperienced personnel. They don't even know what the security at these events is supposed to look like. Senator Hawley called this disturbing new information. They then recategorized it as a loose security event, which meant what? Oh, you're going to love this. No pre-sweep by dogs, by canines, who might have caught the gun, allegedly hidden on the property. Not using canines to monitor entry and detect threats among the perimeter or the crowd. Unauthorized individuals then had access to backstage areas. Hello, just let the assassin walk up and cap him. Unauthorized, because it's not, it's a loose security event. And DHS personnel were not appropriately policing the security buffer around the podium and not stationed at regular intervals around the event security perimeter. Why? They didn't know. They're not Secret Service. They're HSI, Homeland Security Investigations. You know, it'd be like sending, pick a detective from Greenville Police. I'm sure find people, but they're not familiar with these protocols. They wouldn't have known something was wrong. They wouldn't have panicked as they should have when they saw the perimeter. It didn't look weird to them. See the pre-planning here? Who did it? Alejandra Mayorkas. That's who we need to hear from. That's why they sent her to fall on her sword. So American people go, oh, it's done. She's been punished, humiliated in public. She resigned. We're done here. No, you didn't get the guy who unsecured and insecured that rally so Trump would end up dead. I think on purpose. That's what it looks like. Well, Biden's been seen. Big news, managed to walk from a car to the plane. So that's news now when he does that. Sign of life, sign of health. Folks, do you know what a big deal it is that for the last 2 days, really almost three on Twitter, it has trended over and over and over again that Biden might be dead or in hospice? Do you know what that means? It shows you where this country is. President not seen since Wednesday announces he's dropping out of the race. And there are more Google searches for is Biden dead than there are for fundraising information for Kamala, like how to donate to Kamala on Google. What does that show you? The mentality of this country. In third world dictatorships and authoritarian regimes, banana republics that everybody laughs at, people expect this kind of thing. Military coups, juntas overthrow, the power structure, weird deep state antics. People are alive 1 minute, then dead the next. They disappear. There's no explanation. Then they're photoshopped out of pictures. This is what Americans think now. This is where the hive mind is. Folks, if a president wasn't seen for a few days 20 years ago, 15 years ago, would the main thing that people are Googling be, is he dead? In other words, did they off him? Did they off him because he wouldn't drop out? Now it's assumed that this is some kind of hoax or plot. And it's that mentality that tells you where the American people are. We do not know what is going to happen next. We feel like we are in a grand production, a hoax. You know, Kat Timpf said the other day, just talking about the end of Love Island, the show. You go on the island and you've been gone for 6 weeks. You come back. How would you even tell them what's happened in 6 weeks? What would be the first thing that you would say? The last 6 weeks, they probably wouldn't even believe you. Biden drops out, Trump assassination. I mean, it's crazy out there. It's only going to get crazier as the deep state comes up with new schemes to hang on to power, and the swamp does too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Devastating after shooting video released. Secret Service on the roof. The body of the shooters in the video. And they're being told exactly what I've been telling you for days. One member of the sniper team, apparently on the second floor of the AGR glass building, was able to take a picture of the shooter on the first floor of the glass building, roughly 40 feet away. Could have opened the window, walked out, and cuffed him. The picture was then sent to the Secret Service. Allegedly. So the video is a guy with the Secret Service. He's in a suit. He's on the roof, and they're telling him, yeah, this the shooter, that guy, that dead guy there, yeah. He was photographed from the second floor of the AGR glass building by a sniper. Photographed by a sniper? Yeah. Exactly what I've been telling you. The question is, what happened after that? It appears a rough timeline is emerging. We'll see, because we've been given so much bad information by the media here. But it feels like a rough timeline is emerging. They took a picture, apparently, this is the story, of the shooter from the second floor. The snipers did, of the AGR building. He was down on the first floor, about 40 feet away, very clearly visible. They then lost track of him, so they left the second floor to go look for him. And I guess, apparently, he came back up on the roof and did the shooting. Again, the guy had been sighted for 3 hours. Four other times, pictures of him had been sent to the Secret Service. Nothing happened. But this jibes. This jibes with what Senator Ron Johnson said.
This picture is now on the internet, but a picture was photo was taken by the local sniper team in the AGR building at 5:14 of Crooks. So again, we had pictures of this guy. You know, why was he intercepted? There's so many unanswered questions here.
The pictures were taken at 5:14, and he was shot at 6:11.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, that's Ron Johnson. Now, this is a different timeline. This is from Kimberly Cheadle, who is now resigned as the head of the Secret Service.
Is it true that at 5:45 p.m., approximately 18 minutes before President Trump took the stage, the Beaver County Emergency Services Unit noticed the shooter on the roof and photographed him? Is that a fact or not?
That is the information that I have from the FBI's report, yes.
You haven't been willing to share whether or when this was communicated to the Secret Service.
Wait. That's a different timeline. So Ron Johnson's timeline says, you know, about an hour, more like 50 minutes before Trump spoke. The sniper team took a picture of him on the roof. This one says sniper team took a picture of him on a roof 18 minutes before. So look, this is all over the place right now. I can only tell you what I know. But it's not good. It's not good. And let me tell you what else is not good, okay? I did my podcast on this yesterday. The person who unsecured and insecured that rally, the person who did such a bad job on the security that it almost looks like they wanted Trump dead, got away with it yesterday. That person was not Kimberly Cheadle. She's just the fall girl. Now, that person was Alejandro Mayorkas. Here's why. Here's why. And this is why you have not seen interviews with the sniper teams or the law enforcement on the ground that day. This is how Alejandro Mayorkas bizarrely unsecured and insecured the rally. He is the head of Department of Homeland Security. He was also unsecured and insecured the border, let ISIS traffic over 400 people across it. This is who this guy is. And I think he doesn't want Trump messing up his open border. Listen to what happened. Let me tell you why Alejandro Mayorkas is the only person we need to hear from. See, this is, yesterday was a head fake. They sent her out there to take the blame, to get beaten up. She resigns. And now the American people are thinking, well, you know, it's over now. Well, she's a person responsible for this is resigned, so we can forget about it right now. No. The person who should have resigned is still in office. She should go too, don't get me wrong. Let me remind you of what Alejandro Mayorkas did with this. First, Trump's trusted Secret Service team had worked for 7 days straight. They were told, you know what, take the day off, go home. Yeah, no, we'll bring in somebody else. But they didn't. They sent 12 what are called post sitters to Jill Biden's event, even though it had less than 200 people, was indoors. They sent only 3 Secret Service to Trump's event. They downgraded the security rating for Trump's event to a loose security event. Then, according to whistleblowers who have contacted Senator Josh Hawley, who has done his own independent investigation, this is what happened. Whistleblower allegations say Department of Homeland Security officials replaced the Secret Service agents with Homeland Security investigations agents who work desk work. They're investigators. These agents were, quote, unfamiliar with standard protocols typically used at these types of events, at Trump rallies. Why would you do that? There are 7,000 Secret Service agents. You pull the Secret Service agents off, you send the poststanders over to Jill, to Jill's event, and you replace them with people who don't know something is wrong. Because I guarantee if Trump's regular team had been there, they'd have been raising hell. If Trump's regular team had been there, the first report comes in of the whack job going roof to roof, the whack job with the rangefinder, they'd have been on it. They had to be removed. They had to be removed and replaced with people who, quote, were unfamiliar with standard protocols typically used at these types of events. So they would not know anything was wrong. Who do those HSI agents answer to? Alejandro Mayorkas, head of the Department of Homeland in and Unsecurity, who also in an unsecured Trump's event. Tell me this isn't weird. This is weird. You have 7,000 agents, you send an HSI. Do you see the woman trying to holster her gun? You see her? I almost feel bad for her now. I bet she was HSI. She didn't know how to holster a gun. She didn't use one. She's not a Secret Service agent. See how she was fat? She's fat because she works a desk. That's why they looked so lost and clueless. They're not Secret Service. Actual Secret Service would have come in and gone, man, what's wrong with this? This isn't a loose security event. Listen to how unsecured and insecure this event was by Alejandro Mayorkas. He sent, quote, unprepared and inexperienced personnel. They don't even know what the security at these events is supposed to look like. Senator Hawley called this disturbing new information. They then recategorized it as a loose security event, which meant what? Oh, you're going to love this. No pre-sweep by dogs, by canines, who might have caught the gun, allegedly hidden on the property. Not using canines to monitor entry and detect threats among the perimeter or the crowd. Unauthorized individuals then had access to backstage areas. Hello, just let the assassin walk up and cap him. Unauthorized, because it's a loose security event. And DHS personnel were not appropriately policing the security buffer around the podium and not stationed at regular intervals around the event security perimeter. Why? They didn't know. They're not Secret Service. They're HSI, Homeland Security Investigations. You know, it'd be like sending, pick a detective from Greenville Police. I'm sure find people, but they're not familiar with these protocols. They wouldn't have known something was wrong. They wouldn't have panicked as they should have when they saw the perimeter. It didn't look weird to them. See the pre-planning here? Who did it? Alejandro Mayorkas. That's who we need to hear from. That's why they sent her to fall on her sword. So American people go, oh, it's done. She's been punished, humiliated in public. She resigned. We're done here. No, you didn't get the guy who unsecured and insecured that rally so Trump would end up dead. I think on purpose. That's what it looks like. Well, Biden's been seen. Big news, managed to walk from a car to the plane. So that's news now when he does that. Sign of life, sign of health. Folks, do you know what a big deal it is that for the last 2 days, really almost three on Twitter, it has trended over and over and over again that Biden might be dead or in hospice? Do you know what that means? It shows you where this country is. President not seen since Wednesday announces he's dropping out of the race. And there are more Google searches for is Biden dead than there are for fundraising information for Kamala, like how to donate to Kamala on Google. What does that show you? The mentality of this country. In third world dictatorships and authoritarian regimes, banana republics that everybody laughs at, people expect this kind of thing. military coups, junta's overthrow, the power structure, weird deep state antics. People are alive 1 minute, then dead the next. They disappear. There's no explanation. Then they're photoshopped out of pictures. This is what Americans think now. This is where the hive mind is. Folks, if a president wasn't seen for a few days 20 years ago, 15 years ago, would the main thing that people are Googling be, is he dead? In other words, did they off him? Did they off him because he wouldn't drop out? Now it's assumed that this is some kind of hoax or plot. And it's that mentality that tells you where the American people are. We do not know what is going to happen next. We feel like we are in a grand production, a hoax. You know, Kat Timpf said the other day, just talking about the end of Love Island, the show. You go on the island and you've been gone for 6 weeks. You come back. How would you even tell them what's happened in 6 weeks? What would be the first thing that you would say? The last 6 weeks, they probably wouldn't even believe you. Biden drops out, Trump assassination. I mean, it's crazy out there. It's only going to get crazier as the deep state comes up with new schemes to hang on to power, and the swamp does too. Well, Biden's been seen. Big news, managed to walk from a car to the plane. So that's news now when he does that. Sign of life, sign of health. Folks, do you know what a big deal it is that for the last 2 days, really almost three on Twitter, it has trended over and over and over again that Biden might be dead or in hospice? Do you know what that means? It shows you where this country is. President not seen since Wednesday announces he's dropping out of the race. And there are more Google searches for "Is Biden dead?" than there are for fundraising information for Kamala, like how to donate to Kamala on Google. What does that show you? The mentality of this country. In third world dictatorships and authoritarian regimes, banana republics that everybody laughs at, people expect this kind of thing. Military coups, junta's overthrow, the power structure, weird deep state antics. People are alive 1 minute, then dead the next. They disappear. There's no explanation. Then they're photoshopped out of pictures. This is what Americans think now. This is where the hive mind is. Folks, if a president wasn't seen for a few days 20 years ago, 15 years ago, would the main thing that people are Googling be, is he dead? In other words, did they off him? Did they off him because he wouldn't drop out? Now it's assumed that this is some kind of hoax or plot. And it's that mentality that tells you where the American people are. We do not know what is going to happen next. We feel like we are in a grand production, a hoax. You know, Kat Timpf said the other day, just talking about the end of Love Island, the show. You go on the island and you've been gone for 6 weeks. You come back. How would you even tell them what's happened in 6 weeks? What would be the first thing that you would say? The last 6 weeks, they probably wouldn't even believe you. Biden drops out, Trump assassination. I mean, it's crazy out there. It's only going to get crazier as the deep state comes up with new schemes to hang on to power, and the swamp does too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.